You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we will be talking about productivity, how to get more done in one day. Now, I put in brackets on this Instagram post, only for top performers and high achievers. Now, I just wanted to put that disclaimer because this type of system, it's kind of a hardcore system. And I did actually get people unfollow me on this very post. They actually wrote they commented on the post and said, I'm following you right now because, you know, like, this is gonna create a lot of stress in my life, even just reading it, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, point being is that it's not for everyone, but please do not judge, because very, very, very successful people, I'm talking about like multi-billionaires, are doing this every single day. But even just people that are, they have a busy schedule and they need to fit more in their schedule. So if you like this post, share it with someone that tells you they don't have time to do stuff, because this is actually how you finish your entire to-do list in a few hours, and then it really frees up your day to do anything else that you want. Hang out with friends, go out for drinks with friends, play sports, be with your family. So at the end of the day, it's going to allow you to control time. And by the way, the founder of IKEA is actually the person that inspired me to make this post. So point number one, fill up your schedule with as many tasks as you can fit. All right, guys. So again, generally speaking, you hear people tell you that you only need to focus on like two or three tasks every single day, because your attention span and your focus is only going to take you, you know, a certain way, right? Like, it's not gonna go so far. Now, with that said, what you want to do is, of course, only put two or three important tasks each day, but for the rest of the day, you can fill it with as many secondary tasks as you want. So point number two, set up a timer with 5 or 10 minute slots and start your day. Now, I've read about the IKEA founder doing the 10 minute slots, and I just added the 5 minute slots because sometimes I literally just have to make a phone call or send a quick email. And if you want to even take 10 minutes for that, I personally think it's a bit too long. So I try to leave the slots at 10 minutes unless I am doing very short tasks. And then at that point, I time it for 5 minute slots. Now, let the timer tell you when it's time to move on to the next task. Now, this is also very important. The reason why I don't just set an ongoing 10 minute timer is because once the timer goes off, I want to be the person to decide whether or not I need more time or if I have to move right away to the next tasks. Now, with that said, when the timer goes off, if you're basically about to be done, just stop the timer, finish up what you're doing, and then pick up the next task that you have to do and start the timer again. Now, try to complete, point number four is try to complete your work within the time allotted. Some tasks will require more time, so let two or three slots go by. Again, this, guys, is super important. Do not just cut short or like don't do a good job because you are on a timer. This is all about making sure that you get the work done without getting distracted and without, you know, sidetracking on something completely different, so that when the timer goes off, let's say the 10 minute mark, you can decide again, like, did I get distracted, or did I finish what I was supposed to do, or do I still need a minute or two? But again, do not use the system if you're sitting down, let's say, and you're writing a book like I am right now, and I have to write 1,000 words a day. I'm not going to put myself on a 10 minute timer, right? That would be silly, of course. I generally, a lot, like I plan to write for about an hour every single day. So I give myself the 1 hour timeline. And then at the end of the hour, I decide if I'm at 850 words, then of course I keep on going. And if I'm done, I'm done, and I move on. So with this said, I've heard so many people complain to me about the fact that this creates a lot of stress in people's lives. And again, I do understand where people are coming from, especially if they're not using the to-do list system that I always talk about of planning your day the day before. because if you just start working on a timer, it's gonna really, really create a lot of stress. But if you do it the smart way, like I've always told you guys, like to put together a to-do list the night before, wake up, go through the to-do list, and then start timing your tasks, you will see that you can finish like something that would have taken you maybe like 6 or 7 hours in one day, you can finish that in 4 to 4.5 hours. And then again, you can do whatever you want after. The reason why I'm doing this to myself basically is because I want to know where every single second of my day goes so that I can free up more time for the things that matter to me. So I'm not just a freak that works like that 12, 13 hours every single day. I break it down with the timer system for those 5 to 6 hours in the morning where I'm really putting out amazing work. And then after that, I wouldn't say a free for all, but like I do have things that I do throughout the day that just don't require me to be on a timer. Now, with that said, if you want to implement this in your life starting this week, make sure that you try and do as much as you can early in the morning, because this timer thing, especially after lunch, tends not to work as well because you're gonna have other problems, like for example, emails you need to reply to, and you're gonna have maybe a few other meetings. But this actually works very well with meetings too. I started using this with people that I'm on the phone with, and I tell them right away, hey, I have 10 minutes to be on the phone right now. So what do we need to talk about? Or if it's a meeting, a phone meeting, I already go in with the plan, say, hey, I have 10 minutes. I want to talk about this, this, and this, and then we can talk next week or something, whatever. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode, and until next time, up your game.